The beggar had been swaggering over his blessed diamond ever since he came aboard. Now, a thing like that goes from stem to stern of a ship in no time. Everyone was talking about it. Paddy Shah went below to hide his feelings. At dinner, he pigged at a table by himself, him and two other Hindus. The captain kind of jeered at him about it, and he got very excited. He turned round and talked into my ear. He would not buy the birds, he would have his diamond. He demanded his rights as a British subject. His diamond must be found. He was firm upon that. He would appeal to the House of Lords. The man in charge of the birds was one of those wooden-headed chaps you can't get a new idea into, anyhow. He refused any proposal to interfere with the birds by way of medicine. His instructions were to feed them so-and-so and treat them so-and-so, and it was as much as his place was worth not to feed them so-and-so and treat them so-and-so. Paddy Shah had wanted a stomach pump, though you can't do that to a bird, you know. This Paddy Shah was full of bad lore, like most of these blessed Bengalis, and talked of...